Thank you everybody for coming out. So when I got invited to do this reading, I was thinking about what poems I was going to do. And my mind kept going back to the 10th Amendment. Just going to read it out loud real quick. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, or reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. And so I was thinking about it a lot. As you know, the amendment that gets brought up a lot with regards to the phrase states' rights. And I'm not going to go through all of the insidious things that it has been used or invoked in order to try to act out. What I will say, for those of you who do not know, which is basically just for those of you who have never met me, my father was born in Puerto Rico. And Puerto Rico, as a U.S. territory, along with other places such as the Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa, so on, those territories do not have the same rights as the states. So I'm going to read a couple of poems for my father's homeland. I'm going to start with a poem titled Promesa. And Promesa is an acronym which stands for Puerto Rico Oversight, Management, and Economic Security Act, which was enacted by Barack Obama in order to handle Puerto Rico's $70+ billion debt, a debt it accrued in large part due to its colonial status, and which set up a fiscal board, a junta, that is not beholden to the government or to the people of Puerto Rico. And the poem starts with an epigraph. It's a really long one. To the inhabitants of Puerto Rico, in the prosecution of the war against the Kingdom of Spain by the people of the United States, in the cause of liberty, justice, and humanity, its military forces have come to occupy the island of Puerto Rico. They come bearing the banner of freedom, inspired by a noble purpose, to promote your prosperity. Nelson A. Miles, 1898. Promesa, after Romeo Santos, usher in the U.S. government. Tu cuerpo en la cárcel, do I have to tell you of the prisoners, of Albizu Campo, or Lope Rivera, or Abuela, trapped forever in a tomb in Miami, came to this country promised an American dream, cancer, the nightmare she never woke up from. Tiene control sobre mí, mi isla, the bombs dropped over Vieque. I hear skeletons rattling when Caribbean waves reach shore. Has this always been your promise? For my joints to be crushed into sand, for the waves to be my only elegy? I'll give you my heart, but you gotta promise. Promise you'll hold me when these nerves finally settle into themselves again. Prométeme que no me vas a dejar without at least promise of a proper burial. Somewhere these bones can be left alone. I'm going to read something new. Hey. Okay. Man, it's been a while since I read off my phone. And this poem is written after the poet Jerem Hung, who will actually be in town in a couple of days at my book release party. 7 o'clock, Boom Concept, Saturday. Puerto Rico, in etymology, after Jerem Hung. Spanish for rich port. The island's official nickname is La Isla del Encanto, English, the island of enchantment, and was described by the poet José Gautier Benítez as La Perla de los Mares, English, the pearl of the seas. En La Borinquena, Columbus declares, Esta es la linda tierra que busco yo. English, this is the beautiful land I seek. See note one. The Taino name for the island was Borinquen. English, the land of the valiant and noble lord. The name survives today in Spanish as Borinquen. See note two. History says the name Columbus gave the island was San Juan Bautista after John the Baptist. See note three. With the principal port being named Puerto Rico. Eventually, sailors and traders switched the name of the port with the name of the island. San Juan became Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico became San Juan. See note four. When Spain ceded the island to the U.S., the name was anglicized to Puerto Rico. Kept the name for 33 years. See note five. Since 1952, the island's official name is El Estado Libre Asociado de Puerto Rico, English, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, see note six, literally, the Free Associated State of Puerto Rico, see note seven. Note one, the Spanish came for oro. When the river's gold gave way to sangre, they stayed for sugar, stayed for slaves, plundered the island in the name of empire. The British invaded and failed. The U.S. finally destroyed Spain's empire in the name of their own. Note two. As always, our fascination with the native, our mythologizing, the noble savage. Kill the Taino. Say they put up a good fight. Hispanicize their names. Boriquen, Juiza, Arecibo, Guaynabo, Borinquen, Loiza, Arecibo, Guaynabo. History books say the Taino were wiped out, but even niggas who look like me will claim the name. Coño, even I'm guilty of saying my father has a Taino nose. Note three, the same story, the Bible and the sword. I hang a rosario from my door for protection, make the sign of the cross for good luck. Recite the Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be on loop during takeoff and landing for all flights. I understand the irony. Note four, what's a name to a colonizer? Columbus underestimated the size of the globe, dubbed the Taínos Indios. Are you surprised they couldn't keep the name straight? Why even try when you've decided the only names that matter are the ones you give everything? Note five, which is to say, you stuffed the English language into our throats in the hopes we'd regurgitate it back at you. The island shat it out instead. My English makes me a traitor, even if Spanish is still a colonial tongue. The language of resistance depends on the colonizer. Note six, the name Commonwealth does nothing to denote the island's colonial status. Massachusetts is a Commonwealth. Pennsylvania. Virginia, Kentucky. Isn't that the beauty of translation? How you decipher a name less grotesque than the direct rendering? Note seven, what is free about us? Even our current name is left over from the previous colonizer. Associated is such a pretty way to say colonized. Cabron, don't even get me started on state. A white Lyft driver tells me Puerto Rico should be the 51st, and I'm surprised at how well I hold my tongue drunk. How I don't tell her if the island sunk in El Caribe tomorrow, this nation would plunge its fists into the empty sea, bare its palms, finally wash its hands of us. Thank you. And our next reader is Celeste Gainey.